Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We are in your house again, and we want to give you the praise and the glory to hear, you know, an opportunity to hear your word again today. And let that light that comes with your word, let it enter into our lives today in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the word be mixed with faith in our hearts, that we be not hearers of the word only, but doers of the same. And glorify yourself, Lord, in the message of the Lord. We give you the praise and the glory in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody says, amen. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Come on. Somebody give the Lord a praise in the house. Amen. Amen. Now, this morning, I want to deal in a very fundamental subject today that I'm going to be teaching. And, I want you to pay attention. I believe the Lord is going to bless your hearts. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, our message and our topic today is going to be on the subject of trusting in the Lord. So, we're going to start at Proverbs chapter 3. Come with me to Proverbs chapter 3 is where we're going to start. And like I said, a fundamental message this morning, but you're going to have to pay attention for you to get all of the blessings of the Lord. So let's start at Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5 in this message today. This one of my very favorite scriptures in this whole Bible is what I'm about to read to you right now. Amen. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Amen. And lean not unto your own understanding. Hallelujah. Amen. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Amen. Amen. So let's take a look at what that text says. The first part of it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And I want to underscore all thine heart. Now, all, that's not some part of your heart. That's all of your heart. That means that a lot of people trust the Lord. And yet I'm going to give you a perspective about trust in a few minutes. But a lot of people will trust the Lord with some things in their lives, and they won't trust the Lord with other things. Trust the Lord, the scripture says, with all your heart. And don't lean to your understanding. In other words, don't think that you got it all figured out. Amen. The Lord is the one that knows where you are going. Yeah. But if you think you've got it figured out, you're going to make many a mistake. And you'll have a lot of regret in life. But if you lean on the Lord rather than your understanding, a lot of things will work out a lot better in our lives. Amen? Amen. In all thy ways, not in some of your ways. some people will pray about some things that they think they want to pray about, but other things they just do it on their own and so forth. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Amen? Amen. If you acknowledge the Lord, he will direct it. Even if you acknowledge the Lord in the morning, the way you are going and so forth, he'll direct your paths. If you ever run into an accident and so forth, probably you didn't acknowledge the Lord. Probably he's not directing your path that way, that day, and you're doing something else on your own. If you acknowledge the Lord in all your ways, he shall direct thy paths. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, be not wise in your own eyes. Don't think you know it all, but fear the Lord. And depart from evil. Praise the name of the Lord. So a fundamental message this morning. But after I read this next scripture, then I'm going to come back and give you a perspective about trust. So let's look at Psalms 37. And I want to read two or three verses there out of Psalms 37. We'll start at verse 3. Psalm 37. We'll start at verse 3. And it says, trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Amen. Amen. All of that from trusting the Lord. Delight thyself also in the Lord. Amen. You know, a lot of people have so many things they delight in. But this scripture says, delight thyself along with trusting in the Lord. That's why I put also there. Also means in conjunction with the other thing. You know, trust in the Lord and also delight thyself in the Lord. And then he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Amen. Amen. Some of you wonder why you desire some things and you are not getting it. Well, maybe because you are not delighting yourself in the Lord. What does delight yourself in the Lord mean? Well, you know, for one thing, you're excited about the things of God. The things of God make you happy, you know, and so forth like that. Amen. You delight yourself, you know. You don't drag your feet when it comes to the things of God. You don't, you know, drag yourself out of bed in the morning when it's time to go to church and feel like, you gotta go to church again today, you know. But you're excited, you know. You can't wait to be in the presence of the Lord. Not only in church, but also on your own private time. You can't wait to get, you know, out of whatever you're doing and find some time to praise and to worship the Lord. You just delight in his very presence. You know, you want to be around the Lord and so forth like that. You know, and when that is the, you know, a passion of your heart, then the Bible says the Lord will give you the desires of your heart. Amen. Amen. Commit thy way also unto him. That's like acknowledge him in all thy ways. These scriptures are saying the same thing. Commit thy way also unto the Lord. Trust also in him. That's the second time. Saying the trust. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. So if there's something that you are doing, commit it unto the Lord. You know, trust also in him, and he has ways that are beyond your understanding that he can bring that thing to pass. Praise the name of the Lord. Now let's talk about trust for just a minute. You know, if you ask people here, what is faith? Well, some people might quote Hebrews 11, 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet received. If you say, what is believing in the Lord? Some people might say, well, you know, that's when you put your faith into action. You know, all of those things, you know. Well, here's something that the Lord told me this weekend. You know, is that a lot of people say they believe in the Lord, that they're actually not trusting the Lord. You know, for whatever it is. You say, well, you know, how's that true? How can that be so? Well, let me give you a simple illustration. I read this story, you know, it was this man that, you know, walks the tightrope and so forth like that. It's, you know, a legend many, many years ago. I don't know if it's a true story and so forth, but anyway, it's out there. You know, and he could walk the tightrope over a canyon and do all these things, you know, he can do anything like that, you know. And then he started doing even more crazy things. Not only would just walk the tightrope, he started carrying things, he started to do things. He would stop in the middle, you know, and then he would one day even stop in the middle of the tightrope. Now, I don't know if it's a true story or not. He stopped in the middle of the tightrope and then he, you know, cooked himself something. You know, he was doing all these things, you know. And a tightrope is something that you just walking on the rope, that's all. You don't have anything but just, you know, a balancing beam, you know. And they showed something like this on CNN a few months back of one guy that walked a tightrope across the Grand Canyon. You know, and so anyway, he does all these things and so forth. So finally, he got on the other side, and the king, or monarch, or whoever is there, and he said, wow, you know, and they everybody applaud him because he does all these crazy things. And I said, well, you know, so he asked the king, he said, king, do you believe that I can walk this tightrope and with a wheelbarrow, you know? I just wheel a wheelbarrow across this tightrope. Like, oh, sure. You know, absolutely. We've seen you do all these things. We know you can. Then he says to the king, well, jump in then and let's go. And the king said, oh, no, no, no. No, 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 not on your life. But he said, I believe that you can do it. But he wouldn't trust him with his life on that thing. How many of you are still with me, folks? Amen. He said, well, do you believe the Lord can do it? Well, yeah, sure. But do you actually trust him to do it? You know, everybody say, I believe the Lord, you know, do all these things and so forth. You know, well, why is it that people are not healed sometimes? We say, well, I believe the Lord and so forth. Well, maybe they are not really trusting the Lord to do it. You know, There's a story here in 2 Chronicles chapter 16. It's not really my subject today, but 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 12, you put that scripture up. This man was a wicked king and so on. So we know the people of God are not like that, but there's something in his life anyway. His name was Asa. And, he had some disease and some sickness and all of these things and so forth, but he didn't trust the Lord. The Bible says he went not to the Lord, but he trusted the physicians more than he trusted the Lord. Well, there's nothing wrong with the physicians, but you got to trust the Lord. Amen.
Amen,
amen, folks. Amen. Well, this man didn't trust the Lord. The Bible says, yet in his disease, he sought not to the Lord, but he sought to the physicians. Well, I don't think he was healed at all. You can read the rest of the story. Why is it that people struggle with things in their lives? Perhaps it is because they're not trusting the Lord. And this will be a dangerous place for you to hear the words of the Lord when you stand before the Lord, finally. If you make it there and the Lord will say to you, well, you didn't trust me with this and with that. That's not going to be a good place to be. One time, Paul, he said there was something going on in his life that he prayed about. And the Lord said the Lord wouldn't take it away. So, and the Lord said, you got to trust me in this situation. My grace is sufficient for you. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So sometimes you got to trust the Lord through the storm. One time Jesus, he said to the disciples, let us go over to the other side. You've heard me preach on that so many times. And as soon as they got into the boat, all hell broke loose. The tempest, the storm, and everything. And the Lord just went in the back of the boat, and he was taking a nap. He was tired, be preaching to a lot of people and so forth. So he just, was taking a nap. Of course, Jesus knew that a storm was coming. If you don't think that Jesus knew the storm was coming, then you don't know the Lord very much. The Lord knew the storm was coming, but it didn't bother him at all. He was just going to sleep through it. Praise the Lord. But the disciples couldn't trust the Lord to take care of the situation. So they went to him crying, Master, don't you care about our lives that we will perish? They couldn't even trust the Lord, that the Lord would take care of it. The Lord is in your boat and you still don't think that he will take care of that situation, So, of course, the Lord, he got up and rebuked the storm for them, not because he wanted to rebuke the storm. The Lord Jesus had no plan of rebuking that storm at all. He was just going to ride it through. Amen. Amen, folks. It's not every storm in our life that the Lord has to rebuke, folks. There are some times you're going to have to trust the Lord through the storm. Amen. That's why he said in Isaiah 43 and verse 2, when, not if, when you pass through the fire. It's not every fire that the Lord is going to make you escape. Some of them you will have to pass through. But you are coming out on the other side. Amen. Because that is pass through, not walk into. Now, so when you pass through the fire, I will be with you. Praise God. But you got to trust him that he will be with you. If you don't trust him that he will be with you, you're going to be all burnt up, scarred up, and might even be killed in the fire. But if you trust the Lord that he will be with you, then he'll carry you on through. Amen. And when you pass through the floods of life, not if, but when, he said, I will also be with you, and the waters shall not overwhelm you. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Put up Isaiah 43, verse 2, if you will, please. And see it for your own selves. Isaiah 43, verse 2. When all these things happen in your life, I will be there with you. And even the fire will not kindle on you, the flame will not burn on you. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. But you must trust the Lord. Now, you say, well, how do I know if I'm trusting the Lord? And how do I know what trust is? Well, most of us exercise trust unconsciously every time. But when it comes to the Lord, you have to learn how to both implicitly and explicitly trust the Lord. Let me tell you some things that we take for granted. Which if you really analyze it, is trust. We take a lot of things for granted, every day, and so forth, but, we don't really think about it, but you need to think about it sometimes because of a message like this and think about it. There are many things that we trust. When you, when you, you know, when you get in your car in the morning, you crank that thing up, and you're just trusting that car is going to respond and drive you and not fall apart before you get to where you're going. You're not thinking that the wheels are going to just drop off the tire. You know, not everybody gets up in the morning and checks all the struts and all the wheel bearings and everything to make sure the tires are still there. You just get up in the car and crank the thing and go. You know, you're trusting that that thing is going to hold up. You know, so for all of you came in here this morning, you didn't check all these, you know, whether we had booby-trapped these chairs, you know. You just sat down on the chair. You know, you just assumed that the chair is going to carry your weight. You know, you didn't check to see that the legs were broken or not broken. You know, those are everyday trusting things that we do, you know, without even thinking. I can go on and on and on, but you get the subject, you know, and so forth. You know, people who are not very trusting, you know, they get very paranoid. Are you still with me, folks? Mm-hmm. Untrusting folks, they are very paranoid. They are in their house, they are looking out the window, somebody is looking at me. Oh, that person that passed is looking at me. He just passed, he's looking at me. You know, I have dealt with a few people like that, you know, and so forth like that. They are not trusting at all. So they are very paranoid. They always think everybody is out to get them, you know. Well, the only thing that's out to get you is your own paranoia, amen? And that's going to drive you to your grave unless you get deliverance from the Lord. Amen. The wicked run when nobody is pursuing him, but the righteous are bold as a lion. How many of you can say praise the Lord? Praise the Lord. No need for you to worry about that stuff. Amen. The Lord is on his side. I'm going to read to you some of the benefits of trusting in the Lord. I'm going to read that to you in a few minutes. You know, but just stay with the message here. You know, so trust is a fundamental thing. It's a very simple thing, you know, but many people are lacking. And it doesn't matter the level of faith and development that you have in the Lord. You know, there are many times that most people are lacking in this area of trust. You know, every time that something happens and you panic, it is because you're not trusting the Lord. Are you still with me, folks? You know, the reason people even get into debt that's over their heads is because they didn't trust the Lord. They didn't wait patiently for the Lord's salvation, and they took matters into their own hands. They leaned on their own understanding. They went and did things that the Lord would not have had them do if they would have been a little patient. Jesus said, look, though he tarry, he will not tarry long. Amen. Yeah. You know, but if you are too much in a hurry and you are not trusting the Lord, then you go out and borrow money and so forth like that. And then one of these days, you know, the Bible says, why should he take your bed from you? You know, one of these days you might lose everything, you know, because you didn't trust in the Lord. You know, and trust, you know, in the Lord with all your heart. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, and trust him with everything in your life. Don't trust God with one area and say, well, gee, you know, I can't trust God with my marriage, you know, because, you know, I got to do that on my own. I can't trust God with my career, or I can't trust God with this and that. I mean, people don't say it exactly like that, but your actions, when you take things into your hands, that's exactly what you're doing. When you are not trusting God with these things, you got to trust the Lord with every part. It's like giving the Lord the key to your front house, I mean, the front door of your house, and so forth like that, and say, well, you know, you're free to go in this place and so forth, but these rooms are locked. You can't go in those rooms. So what good is that? Amen? Amen, folks? Amen. If you give him the key to the front door, give him the key also to every single room in the house. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, so don't say, well, you know, I trust the Lord with my life, but you keep this one area. You know, some people are struggling with things in their lives. They're struggling with sin, they're struggling with addiction, they're struggling with whatever, because they won't trust the Lord with that area of their life. They're struggling with pride, struggling with disobedience, struggling with disrespect, and all these other things that we struggle with. The Bible says these are the little foxes that spoil the vine. You know, people are struggling with things in their life because they won't trust the Lord with that area. But they say, yeah, I have trusted the Lord for my salvation. Now, you're giving him the key to the house, but you kept some other rooms locked up. And he has no access. And the Lord's not going to break down the door. You know, you got to open the door for him. Amen. Amen. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open, then I'll come in. You know, but he's not going to force down the door. So you must trust the Lord with everything in your life. And don't lean. Let's talk about leaning to your understanding. Leaning. Look, I tell you that everybody needs to learn the scripture. and practice it in their lives. And more so, people who are preachers of the word and ministers of the sanctuary, like myself. You know, and I have seen this so true. You know, many times, you know, many times, you know, even in preaching the word, I have to trust the Lord. And I have to lean upon the Lord and not on my own understanding. Amen. There are some nights I stay up all night, you know, trying to hear from God what he wants me to speak to the people and so forth like that. And it's not because I don't have a message to preach, because the Bible says be instant in season and out of season. Amen. I can pick any scripture in this Bible and preach for 2 hours. I can do that. You know, it's a gift. You know, that's not the point. You know, I've got sermons lined up. You know, at my last count, I got about 175. I looked at the list yesterday. You know, that I can preach, pick from at any time. You know, but, you know, is that what God wants me to speak for that day? That's the part that I struggle with. It's not because I can't pick up something and just preach. You know, I can do that any time. You know, and then, but then, most of the time, I have to remember, don't lean to your own understanding. Amen. Amen, folks.
Amen.
You know, yeah, all the time. I have to, and everything in my life. You know, when I'm trying to do something and so forth, I'll just say, you know, and sometimes, you know, I forget, you know, and I'm trying to do, then all of a sudden, you know, the Spirit of the Lord reminds me and say, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean to your own understanding. And I say, wow, yeah, that's right, Lord. You know, and then in all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct thy paths. Amen. When you begin to commit your ways unto the Lord, commit thy way unto the Lord, you know, and he will establish even your thoughts. You know, trust in him, delight in him, and he shall bring to pass even the desires of your heart. When you begin to do that and so forth, you know, then you see that the Lord will do great things in your life. Let me read to you some of the benefits, you know, that, you know, when I started writing these scriptures down yesterday, I wrote down about 40-something scriptures, and I pared them down to about just 8, because if I had to read all those 40-something scriptures, you know, it would take us hours, you know. So I just picked out a few of them, and I'm going to read them to you to see some of the benefits of trusting the Lord. So here we go. Now, if you got your scriptures, your pen out and so forth, this is more like a teaching thing today. So, you know, be writing these things down and be checking it. Now, Isaiah verse chapter 26. And I'm going to start at verse 3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Now, so right away we see one of the benefits of trusting the Lord is that you will not panic. God will keep you in perfect peace. How many of you can say praise the Lord? Listen to verse 4. Trust ye in the Lord forever. Not just sometimes. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. How many of you can say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
The Lord is your strength. When you trust in him, you know, some people say, well, the Lord is my strength and my fortress and all of this thing. But if you don't trust the Lord, he can't be your strength. And he can't be your fortress. You must trust in him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now listen to this. Psalms, let me just read a few more, you know, to us. More of this benefit. Psalm 91. A famous psalm that many of us know and can even recite most part of it. Psalm 91. Let me read just two verses there. Or maybe I'll read verses 2 through 4. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Now, if you trust him, listen to what he will do. Surely, because you trust him, he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Amen. Listen to this, verse 4. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. So when you're trusting the Lord, he will be your shield and your buckler. How many of you can say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
There is protection all around from just trusting the Lord. And remember what I said before about not panicking? Well, this other scripture that I'm about to give you bears that out even more clearly. Psalms 112 and verse 7. Psalm 112 verse 7. You know, he said, well, let me start from verse 6 to give you some context. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, amen, trusting in the Lord. In other words, when you are trusting in the Lord. Now, this was one of my favorite scriptures when I was growing up as a young man. I used to always say, well, you know, I'm trusting in the Lord. My heart is fixed. I will not be, you know, anytime I heard bad news, I would just say, I will not be afraid of evil tidings because my heart is fixed and I'm trusting in the Lord. Amen. You know, when you trust in the Lord, your heart will be fixed. You won't be panicking. Your hair will not be jumping up. You know, you won't be running up helter-skelter. You will not be afraid of evil tidings. You're not even be afraid of bad news because your heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. You know, I have received, you know, what might have been bad news over the years or some stuff and so forth. I would just stand on this scripture. I say, my heart is fixed. I'm trusting the Lord. I will not be afraid of any evil tidings and so forth. And I would say, Lord, you heard this prayer 2 years ago. Praise the Lord. I know that's a dimension of faith you may not understand, but I said, you know, Lord, you heard this prayer before that thing happened. How many of you believe that?
Yeah, yeah.
That's right. You know, if you don't believe that God is eternal, then you may not understand that. But he heard that prayer. I would say, Lord, you heard this prayer before that thing happened. And you already knew about it. You already made a way of escape. Praise the Lord. You know, and the next thing I knew, I'd hear that it wasn't anything at all. Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
Because the Lord is good. Trusting in the Lord. If your heart is fixed, you're trusting the Lord. And he will make you not even to be afraid of evil tidings. These are some of the blessings. Now, God will be your shield. He will be your protection. I'm going to read these next three or four scriptures together, and you will see all of the things that these scriptures promise together when you are putting your trust in the Lord. Let's look at Psalm 115. Let me read verses 9 to 11. He says, O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Now that means when you are trusting the Lord, he will be your help and he will be your shield. Amen. Amen, folks. It's like a force field that's around you. That's what a shield of the Lord is. You know, it's an energy field. It's around you. You know, you may not see it, but it's there. You know, and he says, O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. And he just keeps repeating the same thing. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. You know, he's talking to people that say they fear the Lord, but he's commanding them to trust the Lord. So these are people that fear the Lord, that they say they believe the Lord and so forth like that. But he's now saying, trust in the Lord. You know, trust in the Lord. Don't just say, I believe the Lord, I fear the Lord, but trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. That he will bring you through that situation and he will be your help and your shield. How many of you know that the scripture says all things work together for good? In Romans chapter 8 and 28, you know. But I want to tell you folks, it's only for those that are trusting the Lord.
Amen.
You know, I tell you many times when I would have been confused, I'd latch onto that scripture and say, Lord, you said those who are the called according to your purpose, you know. And then I say, Lord, I'm trusting you to still make everything work out for good. Amen. Praise the Lord. But you see, if you panic, you will not even be in the right frame of mind to be able to appropriate the scriptures. Because you will just be running up and down and panicking and so forth. You need to settle down and say, I know the Lord, you know, is taking care of business. Amen. Praise the Lord. When you learn, look, start by learning to trust the Lord in simple things. Don't wait until you have a life-threatening emergency before you trust in the Lord. It's not going to work at that time. Praise the Lord. It's like people who have never learned how to hear from God. And when they want to make the biggest decision in their life, which is finding somebody they will marry, then they say, I want to hear from God. It's not going to work, folks. Because you've never learned how to hear from God. And you are going to make the biggest decision in your life. Now you want to hear from God. You're going to hear from something other than God. Because you've never been trained to hear from him. So you got to practice even in these little things. You want to make a career choice in your life. Those are life-changing things, decisions. You know, marriage, career, There are many life-changing decisions that you can make in your life. If you make the wrong career choice, you might end up in a lot of trouble, you know, and so forth like that. Your life may be screwed up, you know. But these are important decisions. But you must learn to hear from the Lord, even in little things in your daily life. And then by the time you get to the big things, you already know how to hear from God. Amen. We've already preached on understanding the voice of the Lord a few weeks back. You know, so, you know, but you must learn to trust the Lord in helping you to make the right decisions. Listen to what he says in Psalm 32 and verse 8. Psalm 32 and verse 8 says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way that thou should go, and I will guide you with mine eye. How many of you can say amen to that?
Amen.
But you must trust that he's going to do it. Now, sometimes when the Lord is doing something good for you, all hell will break loose.
Amen.
And then it may seem as if God is a million miles away from you. But you must trust the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. You know, when God said, it is time for me to get the children of Israel out of Egypt, he told Moses, come, let me send you over there and so forth, because I've seen their affliction and I've heard their cry, and it's time for me to bring them out. But as soon as he said that, and Moses finally got there, their situation actually got worse.
Yeah.
How many of you know their situation got worse?
Amen.
Pharaoh said, well, okay, it is because you guys have nothing to do. That's why you are thinking of going to serve God. Make, you know, the tail of their task, double it. Don't even give them, you know, don't give them any more, you know, whatever it is for making their bricks. Let them go find it themselves. But the thing shall not diminish. And he strengthened and made their situation worse. And the people cried unto David, Moses, and said, you should have left us alone. Now our situation is even worse. How many of you are still with me? But God was doing something. Now, just because God starts to do something in your life, you know, doesn't mean that, you know, everything is just going to be immediately fall in line. Your situation may actually get worse temporarily, because the devil will stir up all kinds of things. But you must trust the Lord. You must say, I know that the Lord is working. Hallelujah. Praise God. How many of you know that the Lord is working? You know, I know that the Lord is working. I know that things are working in my favor. Praise God. You know, the Lord will be your strength and your shield if you trust him. Listen to this in Psalms 125 and verse 1. I love this scripture. This, I'm learning to you the benefits of what the Lord will do for you when you are trusting in him. You know, these are the benefits of putting your trust in the Lord. And we're talking about God being a shield around you. They that trust in the Lord, Psalm 125 and verse 1, shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abided forever. Amen.
Amen.
They shall be as Mount Zion. Look, they are not tossed to and fro just because something happens. They are trusting in the Lord, and their hearts are fixed. Amen. That's for those that trust in the Lord. Listen to this in Proverbs 30 and verse 5. Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 5. He says, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Now, so we're talking about, you know, God will be a shield around. Now, do you know, if you have a shield around you, there's hardly anything that can harm you. Praise the Lord. God's being a shield is stronger than any other thing that you can have as a defense. Our God shall be a shield around you when you put your trust in him. Amen.
Amen.
Listen to this in Psalms 118. I'm just reading to you some of the few scriptures I picked out on the benefits of trusting the Lord. Psalms 118, and let me read from verse 8. It is better for you to put your trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Amen. And most people will actually trust people more than they trust the Lord. You know, instead of running to the Lord when they have a problem, they'll run to somebody else. You know, it's kind of like this man we read in Asa. You know, when he had a problem, he ran to doctors instead of running to the Lord. You know, now that doesn't say that we shouldn't go to doctors if we have a need, but you should go to the Lord first. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. I believe the Lord can take care of everything. Now, verse 9 says, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. The first one says, don't put your confidence in man. Don't even put your confidence in people that are in authority.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
They can't do much for you, but it is better for you to put your trust in the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And if you put your trust in the Lord, all these things that we're talking about today will be yours. You know, now, along with trusting in the Lord, you must also not lean on your own understanding. You cannot say, well, I'm trusting the Lord, but you're scratching your head and doing everything, try to figure it out without listening to the Lord. Then you're not really trusting in the Lord. Now, of course, God may tell you what to do, and then you have to do those things. We're not saying just because you're trusting in the Lord, you do nothing. But the Lord is the one that will teach you the way that you should go. He's the one that will instruct you in what you should do. Even in the night seasons, the Lord will write the instruction in your heart while you're sleeping. If you are trusting the Lord, you wake up in the morning and you have a brand new idea, because the Lord, he put it in your mind. The Lord, when you trust him, then he knows that you are expecting something from him and something that you need, and he will come through for you. Amen?
Amen.
That's right. You know, but when you're not trusting the Lord and so forth, you know, and you know, I can go on and on and on with examples of how we can trust the Lord, you know, but if we do not trust the Lord with our situation, if you do not trust the Lord with your circumstances, and sometimes you are going to have to step into the trusting part, which may be a little prolonged. You may say, well, I believe the Lord. Now, if you have faith, you know, as a grain of a mustard seed, Jesus himself said it. Well, you know, I mean, sometimes if your faith is so pure, you know, it has nothing else. It's just pure faith. That's what a little mustard seed is. So pure. It has nothing else attached to it. No extra baggage. You can get anything from the Lord. And you can speak and it'll be done and so forth. But sometimes you're going to have to walk trust into that. You know, like the psalmist said, you know, I waited patiently for the Lord. You're going to have to trust the Lord. If your situation doesn't look like, you know, it's changing right away, you're going to have to trust the Lord. Amen.
Amen,
amen, folks.
Amen.
You know, some of you might be believing God for this or that in your life. And maybe you've been praying about it for a while, but that situation doesn't seem to be getting any better or improved or resolved. Well, you need to examine yourself. Am I fully trusting in the Lord? Or, you know, have I taken matters into my own hands completely? Now, this may be a difficult subject for people who like to be in control. Well, if you want to be in control of everything, you are going to be, it's going to be very difficult for you to really trust the Lord, because you want to be in control of everything, you know. So, you know, you need to let God be in control. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And I've said that before, and I know some people probably didn't agree, you know, that God is not necessarily in control of everything. He can be, but he has given us free will, you know, and he's in control of those things in our lives that we let him be in control of. You know, if you don't give him the key to the room, he's not going to be in control of that room, you know, in your life. You know, so you must turn it over to the Lord. If you let God be in control, you know, then, you know that all things are going to work out for your good. Amen. Praise God. But if you don't let him be in control, you know, God is trying to guide you, but you're taking matters into your hands and so forth, and you won't trust the Lord. You know, when you trust in the Lord, rest in his peace. Amen. You know, don't be anxious for anything, but by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God. Amen. You know, so rest in God, as Ephesians 4 and verses 6. You know, and the peace of God that passes understanding shall keep your minds. You know, when you trust the Lord, you will be at peace. That's what Isaiah 26 and verse 3 says. God will keep you in perfect peace when you are trusting in the Lord. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Now, so this subject of trust and not leaning to our own understanding is very vital. It is the same thing when we have a challenge in our lives. It could be sickness. It could be whatever. You know, now, you know, there's hardly anybody that is sitting in this room today that has not been afflicted with one kind of sickness or the other at some point in time. And now it depends on how you will handle it, though. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I mean, you may be doing the best you can, trusting the Lord and everything and so forth, and someday something will happen, you know, and so forth. And the Lord is still there. He has not left you alone just because something, you know, happened. But you must continue to trust the Lord. You must continue to put your trust in His Word. Amen.
Amen.
In God, we will trust. In His Word, by God, we will trust. Amen. Trust in the Lord. Don't lean to your understanding. Don't try to figure it all out. Don't think you have all the answers. God is the one that has all the answers. And you must apply this. I cannot emphasize it enough. You must apply this. No, this message is simplistic, but you must apply it in every area of your lives. In the morning, trust the Lord with all the activities of that day. Trust the Lord that He will bring you through them. Amen. If you have, you know, whatever it is that you have to do, trust the Lord. Whether you are at work, whether you are at school, whether you are whatever, trust the Lord that He will see you through. And He will see you through. Amen. You know, the Lord has a habit of saying, well, such and such is trusting in the Lord for their salvation. So He might beckon on one of the angels and say, go down there and make sure that thing happens that they are trusting me for. Amen. So when you are trusting the Lord, you know, He's got a million ways to make the thing happen that you do not even know. That's a song that says, trust and obey, for there is no other way to be happy in the Lord but to trust and to obey. But when you trust in the Lord, when you are trusting in His Word, you are not looking to circumstances. You are not looking, the Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. You're not looking to what it looks like right now. Remember, your situation or whatever condition you are in is only a condition. Amen?
Amen.
And it's not permanent.
Amen.
Praise God. The only thing that is permanent is the eternal Godhead. He's the only one that's permanent. You know, so every situation that we are in is not permanent. You know, if it's good, even good things are not permanent. You know, life is full of cycles, up and down. Amen? Some of you know that. You know, sometimes you are up. You know, if you are not careful, you lose everything, then you're down. You know, but even when you're down, when you trust the Lord, He can bring you up again. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Because He lifted up the beggars out of the dunghill. And He made them to sit among princes, even the princes of His people. God can do all that. The Lord lifted up and the Lord casted down. He can do all these things. He make it alive and He kill it. He does all these things. And no man can say unto Him, what doest thou? You know, and by strength shall no man prevail. But you must trust the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. Amen?
Amen.
That's right. Are you trusting daily in His Word? There's a song also that says, are you trusting in the Lord? You know, have you come to Jesus for that cleansing blood and all of these things? Are you trusting in the Lord? There are many, many old time songs that have to do with the trust. You know, so you must trust the Lord. Even when situations are not going right, you must say, I can see God working in my favor. Amen. Let's stand to our feet here this morning. If you understand that message and that teaching, put your hands to the Lord. Hallelujah. I can see God working in my favor. I want the praise team to come up. And even if you don't see it yet, trust the Lord that He is doing it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a song that says, I see God walking in my favor. I see the Lord walking in my favor. I see God walking in my favor. Do you see the Lord walking in your favor? Can you see the Lord walking in your favor? You know, even when things are not going right, trust the Lord with all your heart.
Hallelujah.
Trust in the Lord to bring you through the situation. Do not lean on your own understanding. Some of you even have to make financial decisions. If you're not careful, you make the wrong decision and you screw up your life. Trust in the Lord. And lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, Acknowledge him, and he shall bring it to pass. Trust him. Are you daily trusting in the Lord? I want you to lift up your hands, and I'm going to pray. And I'm going to ask the Lord to impress this message on your heart. To impress this understanding on your heart that you must trust the Lord every day. And that you must be daily leaning upon him and not upon yourself. Standing on his promise and not upon your feelings. Trusting what he said. Knowing that he that has promised is also able to perform it, no matter how long it takes. Trusting the Lord, whether it is 1 day, 2 days, 1 month, 2 years, or 10 years. Trust in the Lord. Father, Lord, look at the hands that are lifted up. Lift up your hands, everybody. Give us an understanding heart, O Lord. And give us a spirit within our heart that will yield unto the Spirit of God, causing us to trust in the Lord, giving us an understanding that we should not lean even to our own minds, but that we should trust the Lord. And help us, O Lord, even as we trust the Lord. Now, there are some things that you haven't trusted the Lord with in your lives. I invite you to trust the Lord today with that area of your life. There are some things you are still struggling with. It may be something you are praying that the Lord should deliver you from, or it may be something that you are asking from the Lord to do for you. Maybe you are not trusting the Lord. You are looking for it to be done a certain way, the way that you want, rather than letting the Lord bring it to pass. Will you trust the Lord today? Will you acknowledge him in all your ways? Father, O Lord, look at your people today, O God. Be merciful unto our transgression, Lord. For we have transgressed in that we have not trusted fully in the Lord. We have not acknowledged you in all of our ways. We have many times leaned unto our own understanding. And therefore things have not always worked out right for us. But you are a righteous and the most faithful God. Now this day, Lord, as we commit every part of our lives into your hands, we want to ask that you take control. Take control, Lord, of those areas in our lives that we are struggling with. Take control of those areas in our lives, things that we are believing God for that haven't come to pass. Areas where we have been trying to do things on our own, except, you know, instead of believing the Lord and letting him do it. We want to trust you this day. We trust you, Lord. We trust you, Lord. I want every one of you to pray for just a couple of minutes. Pray with your own mouth and say, I trust you, Lord, with my life. Trust the Lord with this thing that is in your life. Trust the Lord with the thing that is plaguing you. Commit thy way unto the Lord. And he shall bring it to pass. Hallelujah. And let me read this to you. The Lord just reminded me of this scripture. I didn't have it marked down at all. Isaiah chapter 50 and verse 10. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, and yet walks in darkness and hath no light? That's a question. You are fearing the Lord. You are believing God and so forth like that. You are even believing the word that we preach unto you on this platform. But still things are not quite right. Here is the solution in the second part of this verse. Let him trust in the name of the Lord. And let him stay upon his God. Can you put that scripture up, please? Isaiah 50 and verse 10. And I want everybody to look at it. Isaiah chapter 50 and verse 10. Who is it among you that is fearing the Lord and that is obeying the voice of his servant and is yet walking in darkness and had no light? The solution is this. Let him trust in the name of the Lord and let him stay upon his God. Let him not put confidence in man and let him not put confidence in princes, but let him trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. If that is you this morning, that you want to put your trust in the Lord, wave your hands before the Lord and say, Lord, I trust you completely with my life. Everything in my life, I trust you completely. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Trust in the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. And everybody says, put your hands together for the Lord. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. If you practice that message, practice trusting the Lord in every situation, he will bring you through everything. Amen. There's somebody here this morning. You need to trust the Lord. And trust the Lord for your children. Amen. Amen. There's somebody here this morning. You are not trusting the Lord for your children. And the Lord says, I want you to trust me. You know, it's like the Lord, he put out his hands just like this. And he is waiting for you to put your hands into his hands and put those things, put your son's life into the hands of the Lord, put your daughter's life into the hands of the Lord, put your life in the hands of the one who holds eternity this morning. Will you do that? Will you trust the Lord for your children? Will you put the lives of your loved ones also in the hands of the Lord? Will you trust the Lord for your spouse here this morning? Whatever is going on or not going on right like it should, will you trust the Lord with that situation? I will trust the Lord with my whole heart. Hallelujah. I will trust the Lord. Sing it again one more time. I will trust in you. people that are trusting in the Lord, let them lift their hands up this morning. Surrender it unto the Lord. Lifting up your hands is also a form of surrender. Put it up and say, Lord, you may have it all. I'm trusting you, Lord, with every facet of my life. I'm trusting you, Lord, with every area of my life. I'm trusting you with my finances. I'm trusting you with my marriage. I'm trusting you to bring the right person into my life. I'm trusting you with my education, my career. And I'm trusting you with my children. Whatever it is, trust the Lord here this morning. Now may the God of all grace cause his favor and his mercy to shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you always. And the Lord be merciful unto you and yours. In the mighty name of Jesus. Trust in the Lord God forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Put not your trust in man, neither put your confidence in princes, but put your trust in the Lord. Amen. Lean not also to your understanding, but delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall direct your paths, and he shall bring your desires to pass. In Jesus' mighty name.